The following audio is via a Skype call.
The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent.
It's Manson Mitchell on the Weekend with Gary Manson, Suzanne Mitchell. A double shot of good conversation with great guests to power up your day. Manson Mitchell, you're on the air.
On the air for hour number two, and glad to have you with us. I'm Gary Mance.
I'm still Suzanne Mitchell.
And our buddy Mike Roberge is at the board making sure that all this craziness stays in perspective. At least that's our hope. We have a guest this hour who can certainly help us do that. And from a deeply spiritual, metaphysical perspective, as an internationally renowned, even celebrated psychic medium, and she's been on the show with us, I'm going to say at least three times, Mickey Jacobs is with us. Fascinating person, lovely, warm, and with tremendous insights to share. She also is generous enough, though she doesn't have to do it. Her dance card is full all the time. But Mickey is going to make the second half hour available for your calls. If you're interested in receiving a message from the other side, Mickey Jacobs is capable of being that metaphysical telephone, if you will, so that your loved ones can come through to you. Yes, we do love us some mediumship and spiritualism on this broadcast.
And today's your day to read the mad props, Gary. So
I'm going to do it.
Go ahead and do that for our friend Mickey.
I love this bio too. This is so much of what we are. This is a prototypical guest for Manson Mitchell, believe me. Mickey Jacobs was born in Israel and received a typical Jewish upbringing. In this house we keep kosher. She came to the U.S. in 1987, and since that time has concluded that religion leaves a lot of unanswered spiritual questions, such as our life purpose, life after death, the nature of the spirit world, and the concept of reincarnation. She did not recognize her ability to connect with departed souls until she was in her early 30s. Eventually, Mickey realized that we all have the capability to discover this power, sharpen it, and use it to help others. Today, Mickey considers herself to be on a mission of helping people with their spiritual growth, teaching them about their support team in the spiritual world and the continuation of the soul beyond the death of the physical body. On the telephone from California, once again, and most joyously, we receive Mickey Jacobs. Welcome, Mickey.
Oh, thank you, Gary. Thank you, Suzanne. You know, I can get used to those compliments.
They are sincere, too. We love it when you can come on the show, particularly when you can fit us in, because I do get your newsletter alerts and your emails announcing what you're up to. It's wonderful to see your outreach to various points around the globe.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm very blessed about it. Thank you.
I also looked up how many visits that you've had while Gary was talking, and today is visit number six.
Six. I missed some in there. Wow.
Yeah. So she's now getting to be quite the regular.
Well, Mickey, let's get a little caught up here at the outset, and we'll give the numbers in a while toward the bottom of the hour, toward Manson Mitchell halftime, and then you're invited to call up. We'll put you on the line with Mickey, and you can find out what messages may be ready for your receipt and for your absorption from the other side, and always a treat when that happens. Mickey, what have you been doing the last few months? I know that you do webinars, you have personal appearances, you're traveling. What is the nature of your mission, if you will? What is it that you're about over the course of 2016 so far?
Yes. You know, my major mission, which of course I based my book on, Soul Secrets, is the concept of the team, which we all have, a group of spirits that accompany us from birth till death, and that's really my main mission, specifically nowadays, because obviously the planet is so harsh, a lot of people are so lonely and confused, they don't know what to do, what to choose, what to say. And the concept that they are not alone, that I can get messages from their guide and guardian angel and, you know, departed, is such a powerful, very obvious as to their life transformation, that the concept of their team in spirit provide them. So I am, trying to go to private readings and public speakings and webinars, of course, and just try to spread that message. Among my other mission, as you mentioned at the beginning, Gary, that like myself, absolutely each one of us can sharpen the ability and connect to spirits. I did it, and so can anyone else. Of course, you want to do that. A lot of people are not interested. It takes a lot of spiritual work. I do not expect to come to a reading and channel. I work all day at it, meditate, and obviously keep my ego intact, watch my body, balance my mind, body, spirit. But if someone is interested, certainly they can do that. So that's really what I've been doing more and more, because I feel that people really need those messages.
You know, you said something interesting, Mickey, about taking care of yourself. I heard nurturance and self-care in what you were saying. I think no matter what it is that you do in life, whatever your calling or whatever your career, whether it is in accounting or medicine or entertainment or sports, or no matter what it is, you'll always find that there are good ones and there are not so good ones. You can have a great carpenter and a terrible carpenter, a good plumber or a bad plumber. But when I hear you saying you have to take care of yourself, it seems to me that there, if you're going to be really good at being a medium, there's a certain kind of care that you must take to keep hygienic your spiritual mind, your emotions, keeping your ego, as you say, in check or intact, and not thinking that, you know, you are more special than anybody else because you have the ability. So what kinds of things would you recommend for somebody who would like to take mediumship seriously?
Sure. First of all, the star sentence that I always bring up at the beginning of my event is that I do not have a special gift. How can I? How am I different than Suzanne or Gary? We all have the higher self, which is the percentage of the soul within the physical body that experiences earthly incarnation. And we can just awaken it and therefore use its wisdom and connect to spirits with it. So that's kind of the first really main message that I discuss. Also, when I work with people, I give energy out. So if I myself depleted, Suzanne, once again, the channeling just wouldn't be clear. And I will risk myself. I will be actually ill, whether it is nauseous or symptoms of the body. I use the phrase, the body will retaliate. So so right off the bat, what I do when I say I put myself first, of course, this is a spiritual concept, not selfish, but selfless. The more I'm grounded, the more my energy is fully charged, the better I am as a teacher. And again, I'm not just talking medium. I'm sure some rock star that's ready to sing in front of 100,000 people, that's also very draining. So if they're drained, obviously the concert would not be as successful. As to what to do, I kind of go by the concept of mind, body, spirit. Of course, this is a well-known concept, but a lot of people translate or interpret it different ways. The way I do it is mind refers to the thinking, to the brain, to the ego. Ego, in my work, when I use the phrase ego, refers to the negative aspect of who we are. Superiority and jealous and envy and anger and lashing out, all that negativity, gossip, draining friends, draining activities. If I would be engaged with too much ego, hence not discipline my mind, think too much, worry, too much involved with planet Earth, not disidentified with it a little bit, with my own life even, absolutely the channel for spirit would be clouded, and once again, I will not be able to hear them. So mine refers to the ego. You just have to discipline it. It doesn't mean that you don't have negativity rise up every once in a while. Of course, I'm a human being like all others. It means that you need to meditate. It means that throughout the day, not 10 minutes in the morning and you forget about it, you need to kind of compose yourself. Be Suzanne with Suzanne, Mickey with Mickey. Listen to your inner energy field. Feel it. Quiet your mind. Stop thinking. Body, obviously, once again, the soul resides within the body. This is the vehicle in which we kind of walk around in this dimension, planet Earth. So the body, for the most part, must be balanced. We do not have to be perfect. Mickey certainly not. If we are perfect, we go home. So body, we fail to do tests. Watch over it. Once a year, just check what's going on. A lot of people say, but I don't like Western medicine. Well, so do I, but Western medicine, the test obviously would show you what the body have inside. Eat well, for the most part. Don't skip meals. Sleep good. Rest. Go to nature. Interact with Gaia, our Mother Earth. So balance your body. Accept it, Suzanne. I cannot tell you how many people nowadays, more specifically women, fight their age. No, I don't want to be 50. I don't want to be 60. Well, we are what we are. Mickey of 52 would not be 20 in this incarnation anymore. So therefore, accept who you are, how you are, how you look, the age you look. The reason for that, because the physical body, which is a machine that created by God, have its own intelligence. It knows when we don't like it, accept it, care for it, and once again, as I often use the word in my work, will retaliate. Mind, body, spirit, refer to spirituality. You have to be able to awakening who you are as a soul. So therefore, you will disidentify or disconnect a little bit from the hustle and bustle of your life. And that means read books, Life After Death, Angels, Spirit Guide, meditation, learn how to meditate. There's so many fantastic material nowadays out there. So the mind, body, spirit, I use it as a checklist. At the end of the day, I kind of review quickly how I did in the day. Did I discipline my ego? Was it all over the place? What do I need to do better? How about my body? Did I eat good? How about the spirit? Did I include with some sort of a spiritual activity? And that's essentially the work that you need to do. People think it takes a long time. Absolutely not. It takes longer to think and worry.
I like that.
Mickey, that was a beautiful exposition of your metaphysical foundation. Thank you for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Now, my pleasure.
Let me have the perverse pleasure of throwing a left-handed monkey wrench into the works here. I want to ask you a question that I am sure on your travels and with as much work as you do, you must encounter this once in a while, but I want to ask it on air. If the spirit world with whom you commune, all those souls, all those spiritual guides, that whole constellation of heaven, if it is so great over there where love is the dominant reality, where insight allows us to, as we were talking about briefly last hour, allows us to see the big picture, where time is not as we measure it by the clock and the calendar, if it is all those wonderful things and a brilliant place of transcendence, why the hell would anybody go to the trouble of taking on one of these fallible, breakable bodies, these vehicles, and go through this slower, thicker 3D world with the fourth dimension of time in order to do what?
So I will answer the question with one promise that you have to make for me, that you will not judge the answer by your mind, but rather by your soul, which is a completely different perspective of any spiritual teaching, including this question. Because from the soul perspective, Gary, there is more growth, accelerate growth opportunity on this harsh planet. This is the only reason as to why we are ill. Inner personal relationship and loss and illness and tragedy and happiness and success and money, all for the sake of contribute to the soul to rise up in awareness, to be more spiritually powerful, so we can express more of the Creator that we inherit. So planet Earth, of course, it's only one dimension or planet where our soul choose to enter, experience life here for whatever years we have to be here in order to grow. So essentially, the answer to your question is effective school. That is why we come here. The complexity of the mind, the ego, the body, the weaknesses all contribute for the soul's growth. If we stay in the fantastic, amazing spirit world, which we do between life, don't misunderstand me, we need to take a long time before we plan a new incarnation, so we have our fun back in the spirit world. But when our soul, not Mickey, when the soul is ready, okay, I R&R enough, I learn all the lesson, now I have to keep moving forward, because as energy being, we kind of a forward and upward type of a being. Again, it's not humanity that for the most part we kind of a lazy species, if you will. So the soul, once it's done and rested and, you know, ready to move on, planet Earth is the best choice for growth.
I love that answer, and it does remind me of what I have heard from another medium that I respect. This particular lady said that there are things that we can only learn by inhabiting a body in Earth school. You can't learn what your soul needs to learn as well or to the degree that you can by having this physical experience. Why that's necessarily so, I don't understand, but for some basic reason, we need to go through Earth school with these body vehicles in order to maybe slow down enough to understand something that you can't appreciate when it goes by at the speed of rapid thought.
Also, Gary, that's why I tell people life go up and life go down, which is very soothing when I come across people that their life very difficult and they like last year it was so good and it's down now and all of a sudden all those challenges, it's designed like that. Because again, if we always up and there is money and never an illness and the perfect life partner and never any heartache, might as well go to the spirit world where it is always up. There is no growth. Look at divorce. Look at exes, how much they contribute to who we are today. Now, divorce is difficult, breakup is difficult, but again, you don't look at it from the perspective of the mind, but the soul. Souls love challenges on planet Earth because it is the more potential for growth.
That's an encouraging take, and I get the sense that you're not giving us fluff here. You're not trying to pump us up. You're trying to establish that there are contrasts in life, whether it's on this plane or even maybe on the other side of life too. You know, I've heard people, Mickey, get messages from spirit where you don't exactly cry over there, you don't work up the tears, but the emotion of grief or regret over things done, wanting to make amends, for example, is something that people will experience over there in rather more a pure thought form, even though they might not be grabbing a Kleenex to wipe away tears the way we would.
Yes, yes. I always tell people, you know, life go up, life go down, learn from the challenges. And it is nice because you know that the life would climb up. Our soul do not come for planet Earth, just everything down and terrible. However, having said that, Gary, it's easy to accept that concept when you're nice and healthy. When people come to me with, God forbid, cancer, and I tell them via their spirit guide, learn from the illness. People come to me 1 year and they're healthy, and they come the next year and they're ill, and they are completely different people. Their priority changed, their most soft empathy, probably, you know, balance some sort of karma that is due for the soul. So I'm telling you that if you look at your life, the heartache, the good, the bad, and the ugly, from the perspective of the soul, authentically, it absolutely did change my life and can change yours.
I love that mention of cancer too. You know, there would be a whole metaphysics to trying to understand cancer apart from the physiology of it and the biological process. What I can tell you about cancer, Mickey, because I had a cancerous tumor removed from my right kidney back in 2008, didn't even know it was cancerous until after they took it out. My heart goes out to people who try to come to grips with their life while they are living with cancer. It's referred to most commonly today, irritatingly, in my view, as a journey. Oh, well, let us help you with your cancer journey. Listen, journey for me didn't apply. Cancer wasn't a journey. It was a damn pain in the ass. Yes. And I got it removed through surgery. I did not have to go through chemotherapy nor radiation. So if that's somebody's idea of a journey, you can have it. It was something that I had to survive. And thank goodness, 8 years on, I am cancer-free. Wonderful. There are people who did go through chemotherapy or radiation or both. I don't know what the lesson was for them, and I think it's rather condescending to just try and be comfortable with calling it a journey. What I know is that they went through hell, and I have the greatest respect and admiration for people who are willing to go through that process. Yes. What I don't get is how that would be a part of somebody's soul evolution.
I know, dear, but yet it is, Gary. First, second, if someone come to me and they ill with cancer, I don't just blare it out coldly, you know, that's part of your journey. Of course not. Of course not. I explain what does that mean. It means that everything significant to happen that happened to us on Earth, we just happen to talk about cancer. As I mentioned, divorce or loss or possessions or everything have a spiritual perspective behind it. And you know, Gary, sometimes, no matter how difficult it is for a patient or an ill person to hear me telling them, review it from a perspective of a little bit more spiritual, sometimes if you try to think with your mind, why is my child sick? What did he do at the age of 7 that he's sick? Does God not love me? Is he punishing me? Did I do something wrong? Is the devil in my home? All I'm trying to tell you, Gary, that sometimes, again, depends how you teach the person, of course, if you bring the perspective of spirituality on a different challenge, such an illness, I see some amazing life transformation. No, that does not mean I actually always say it. It doesn't mean that what I'm telling you, I don't agree that you have cancer and I'm ill and you go through chemo and you don't have hair. What I am is bringing the perspective that there is some growth opportunity for the person that's ill and the souls that surround him. And the mind, you can't win with it. That's the problem with the mind. That's why I teach people, grow spiritually, so you have that other perspective of your life. Otherwise, dear, your mind would drag you like a wild river with on and on reasons, because the people say, why me and God? And I looked at them and I said, no, God don't punish us. He's not involved in the cancer. He's there loving us unconditionally. So there are two aspects of that specific perspective.
This is a great conversation, Mickey, and we have promised people that you would take some calls, so we want to take our break and then also make you available to take some callers if you're willing to do that. Is that okay?
Of course.
Do you need anything in particular from people when they call?
And they can ask more specific questions unless their spirit guide is pushy.
Okay.
And then I'll tell them. So I'll go by when I actually talk to the person.
Okay. So that sounds good. We'll go ahead and take this break. And while we're on the break, please feel free to call in so that you can get in line to talk with Mickey Jacobs. The telephone numbers, once again, are area code 425-373-5527. That's from anywhere. 425-373-5527. Or if you're in Western Washington and you want to call toll free, the number is 1-888-298-5569.
And if you are a first time caller, please advise Microberge that you're a first time caller into the Manson Mitchell Show, and our first caller will be a first timer, if such is the case. And then we have our veterans, our beloved callers besides, but we like our newbies as well. So if you've been a little shy about calling into a radio show and want to talk to Mickey Jacobs, big opportunity. Go ahead and let Mike know that you are a first timer, and we'll do our best to get you on air.
So call in. We will take a brief break, and when we come back, more with Mickey Jacobs on Manson Mitchell. Thank you for staying tuned and listening to us on Seattle's home of alternative talk, AM 1150. Never know, you just never find, and I
preceding audio was via a Skype call.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Vashon Island, we cover the world of animals. This week, July 24th, it's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. As an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I can help you understand your animal friends and resolve any problems you've got going on. We'll have open phone lines throughout the show, so plan to give me a call with your questions or call in about any animal-related topic on your mind. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11.
If you were listening to Manson Mitchell last hour, then you heard about Jeffrey Marks's Mediumship 101 Weekend Intensive Course. It's August 19, 20, and 21 in Marysville, Washington. And Jeffrey, of course, is a teacher who will tell you how to open up to the spirit world and deliver evidential messages. What are some of the things you might learn on this weekend? Well, let me give you a few examples. One, you might feel how to feel the presence of someone in spirit. He will teach you how to learn the techniques to blend with spirit in order to initiate a communication. Discover your dominant psychic sense. There's many clairs out there, clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, and how the spirits will use that best communication with you. Meet and work with your spirit guides and helpers, as well as someone else's guides and helpers who are trying to connect. How to professionally structure a reading for maximum results, and at the end of the time, give actual readings. So if you would like to join Jeffrey Marks on August 19, 20, and 21 in Marysville, Washington, there's a limited seating. Pre-registration is required. Sign up by going to his website, spiritualexploration.com. That's www.spiritualexploration.com.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Craig Walker, owner and lead technician at Coho Computer in Issaquah. Tune in Saturdays at noon right after Manson Mitchell for Tech Talk with Craig. We'll touch on the latest tech news, interview special guests, and take your calls. Tech Talk with Craig, Saturdays from noon to 1, right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I love my
computer. On Friday, Manson Mitchell presents a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, numerologist Michael Fierro looks at life by the numbers and how our birth dates are coded for specific experiences.
In hour number two, psychic medium Mickey Jacobs returns, and we'll be taking your calls in the second half hour.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk 1150.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
When I'm doing all right, the best that I can. Just another fallen angel. Trying to get through the night. Step by step, I want higher than higher. Step by step, run my own. I'm climbing, take up the ladder.
See what we've done there? Jacob's Ladder, Huey Lewis in the News. Mickey Jacobs is our honored guest this hour, internationally renowned, celebrated medium, and she is making time available for your calls this second half of this second hour for Manson Mitchell this weekend. We do have someone on the line, but let's get the numbers out once again. You can call us from anywhere at 425-373-5527. Again, that's 425-373-5527. Or give us a call toll free at 1-888-298-5569. And we will get you on the line to talk to Mickey Jacobs and whomever is waiting alongside her with a message for you. Suzanne, do you want to bring up somebody first? Go
for it. We have Renee calling from Seattle.
There we go.
I think Renee is a regular listener to the show. Hello, Renee. Say hello to Mickey Jacobs.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi, Renee. Thanks for calling, dear.
Thank you. I think my spirit guide has a message for me.
Okay. So, you know, Renee, you enter planet Earth with all the tools to do what I do. I don't necessarily mean a full-time mediumship, since I didn't jump to that right away. But what your guide is claiming, that you are need to jump a little bit more into a spiritual practice, try to calm your mind. So obviously that's the perfect show for you, as to what we spoke at the beginning. And a little bit more trust. He claimed that he speak with you and you think it's your inner voice, or it's you, or your mind, or ideas that coming from you. Are you doing any spiritual activities? Do you meditate?
Yes,
or you...
yes, I do.
Okay. Do you not hear spirits?
Sometimes. And I get a lot of messages and dreams.
Honey, you're really lovely and very spiritually evolved. Write down the messages. Your guide is a little bit on the frustrated side. in a good, loving way, of course, because he claims she get up and she can't remember anything. So put a little bit of note in the side. Write it down, because it's quite a lovely compliment, Renee, when a guide used the phrase, you know, she can do what you do, meaning you already there. You don't need to kind of climb too much, too many years up. So please do that. Take it to heart. And also, flush your body with water.
Oh.
Yeah. Flush. How much you drink water?
Oh, a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your body is one of those bodies that need a lot of hydration.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we all do. Some need more than others. It have a little bit of dry spots. So drink a little bit more without no lemon, no nothing, just kind of sweet water.
Okay.
Stay consistent with that. That's coming from your guardian angel, so obviously if you kind of squeeze in here, it's important.
Okay.
Oh, Renee, you're really delightful, honey. Try to use your ability to hear spirits. As you heard me at the beginning, planet Earth is harsh, and spirits encourage people like ourselves that can do it without too much work to try to help others.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
My pleasure, Renee. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling, Renee. Very nice.
It's nice to have our veterans. I see some people calling from distant points as well. Mickey has a following, you know.
Yes, she does. We have Mary Lynn calling from California. Hello, Mary Lynn. Say hello to Mickey Jacobs.
Hi, Mary Lynn.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Mary Lynn, you have any questions to your guide?
Yes, I just would like to have some direction for the rest of this year. I'm having a very hard time, and I'm just doing everything I feel I'm supposed to do.
Got it. And Mary Lynn, are you creative?
Yes.
Okay. You need to express your creativity more. Now, that's coming from your spirit guide. Creative is a big name. Usually people creative can do this and this and this and this. Nonetheless, he expressed that creativity. Do you write as well?
Not really.
Okay. You never had a journal?
Periodically.
Okay. Go back to journaling, meaning kind of write a little bit more. In general, creativity for you is therapeutic. It calms you down. It kind of helps you, almost like a form of meditation, Mary Lynn. Why you don't do more creative stuff?
I'm not sure. I'm just having a really rough time right now.
Okay, honey. All right. Well, the fact that he brought up your creativity, again, whatever it is you used to do, maybe you had some sort of a hobby and you drop it, apparently right now it would give you a little bit more of joy, Mary Lynn. Also, your body is very sluggish. Obviously, the mind bombards the body because of challenges. Try to move it a little bit more. walking, fast walking or running, kind of speed up the chi within the body, Marilyn, and acupuncture would be quite beneficial for you at the moment, because essentially the needles would kind of create more space for the chi to enter the body.
Okay.
So exercise, although the spirits don't kind of use the phrase exercise, you know, I know, because we usually associate it with lose weight. And here, they want you to kind of move a little bit more, go out, move the body a little bit more, eat sluggish, honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My pleasure, Marilyn, my pleasure.
I appreciate that call, Marilyn. And also, I'm just made a note to myself about journaling and movement. When you're saying exercise, Mickey,
yes,
I think you're just talking about moving the body. And this advice has been given to me as well. It's easy, especially if you're working at a computer or you do a lot of reading or you're not moving too much. All of a sudden, you know, you feel stiffish. Mm-hmm. And it's good to get up and just move the body a little bit.
Of course, honey. And that's why I told Marilyn is they don't use the phrase exercise, because, again,
right,
we associate with the leaner jeans. Because what they claim, when we move, obviously you don't stroll, you want to walk or run, or you move the chi within the body. The more you move the chi, the more vibrate you'll have, the more energy. So, again, this is the spiritual language behind exercise. Of course, also, if you sit in the computer, you stiff, of course. But exercise is absolutely crucial, absolutely. You don't have to do it 4 hours a day, 20, half
oh,
an
no.
hour is sufficient.
Right. I know I like to walk in the winter. It's kind of prohibitive in the summer because it's just too hot and humid.
Yes.
But then there's swimming in the summer. There's always something you can do, even if it's just to put on a little music and dance for a few minutes.
Of course.
Just a way to get things moving. But I picked up on that because I know that has been said to me as well. And I think it applies to everybody. When we are so much in our heads,
yes,
sometimes you just have to get in your body a little bit and move it around.
Yes, especially in a case like Marilyn, because she is low at the moment, remember? I mean, there is a reason why certain listening kind of listen to certain show, and it's exactly where life go up, go down, so now it's a big challenge for her. So specifically in that challenge where her guardian angel entered the reading here and said, move the body, go out. Just move, walk, put your iPad, songs, you know. So it's always important, more so when we are down.
Yes. Yeah, I think that movement really is good, especially it gets the endorphins going. There's good reasons to be moving around, and it does make you feel a little bit better. We have another caller on the line from California, somebody named Shab from San Jose. And so, Shab, say hello to Mickey Jacobson. Do you have a question for her?
Yes. Hi, Mickey. I'm a follower, and I have met you before at Mountain View.
Oh.
When you were here.
oh.
But this is my first time caller to this station.
Lovely.
Welcome.
Lovely.
Glad to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. This is lovely. I love it. Mickey, I got hurt at my work. I'm a healthcare professional, and I feel like the spirits are telling me this is time for me to dive into my healing career. So I'm wondering if I'm getting the messages correctly.
Are you not working with them anymore?
I've been off now for a month. I hurt my shoulder.
Got it. Honey, is there a thought of suing them?
Can you say it again? I didn't
sure.
hear you.
Do you think of suing them?
No.
Okay, all right. No, I just want to make sure, Shab, because what they're telling you is to kind of leave it behind you, if you will. So I don't know. A lot of people maybe get hurt and they're thinking of getting in a direction of lawsuit. So I want to make sure you don't. Yeah, I want to make sure that you. Okay, all right. You know, you're one of those cases that it didn't just happen to you. Spirits kind of kicked you out.
Yeah, I know.
So, So I'm just saying, like, they kicked me out from an 18 years old business. So
that's it.
So they, so you absolutely get it right, obviously, via your intuition, which is, of course, the system in which they talk to us. So I'm happy you take it lightly, because sometimes people perhaps not familiar with that concept, they maybe react differently. But indeed, things happen for a reason. Like I just said, they closed my 18-year-old business. Otherwise, I would have never left and started this one. So you are indeed going in the right direction. You have a daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old?
I have two.
Older.
22 and 27.
Okay. The older one energies here appear a little bit scattered, and they're asking you to reach out a little bit and spend more quality time one-to-one. Make sure that the channel of communication is open.
Okay.
She's going through challenges at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. All right, honey. Please don't be worried. Other than if they bring specific child, especially one sibling, if the person have more than one child, then obviously that's important. So be more available. Even if it's mean that you call four times and she call one, it does not matter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It does not matter. So to sum it up, you are at the right place at the right time. Put it behind you and move forward with those new inspirational ideas.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh,
it's
my pleasure.
You again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear.
I appreciate that call.
I really like the vibrancy in her voice, too.
Yes.
That's a strong lady.
Yeah, a couple calls from California.
Before we go to our next call, Mickey, I want to get this in. I posted this on Facebook. I was touting our interview, and so I feel like I would be irresponsible if I didn't address this. Most everybody who listens to this show, and I would be no exception, there has lost someone, at least one person, to suicide. I don't think you can reach the age of 50, for example, there without having known somebody who took their own life. In my case, a friend of mine did so a couple of years ago, and also a cousin within the last year, I believe it was, took her life, and she'd had problems for decades with schizophrenia. And I think it just got to be too much for her, quite frankly. Mickey, when people choose to take their lives, on the surface it seems premature. It seems somehow wrong, religiously or philosophically. But speaking from the viewpoint of a medium, dealing with the other side, what happens when someone takes their own life?
Sure. You know, that's a really great passion of my teaching. Because I came from Jewish background, actually quite a conservative Jewish home, you know, Gary, people that kill themselves in Israel or the Judaism, they actually buried outside the cemetery, meaning that it's have kind of a bad name for them and the family, and God punished them, and they're tainted. So ridiculous, Gary, as you can hear by my voice how passionate I am about it. Ridiculous. Because the suicide souls have the most love, the most care. Unfortunately, they're going through different after-death process that all of us human souls go through, meaning they're kind of going away planet Earth, they need to be healed and such. But they get so much love. Once again, as I mentioned a few minutes earlier, God is not involved with the bad things that happen to us. He created programs such as karma, reincarnation, specifically for soul suicide. They cut the life short, they come back again and do the whole thing over again. So although from the perspective of our soul, it is the ultimate disappointed that the ego or the personality cut the incarnation short. Because from the soul perspective, remember, not the mind, the soul, things would have got better, would have climbed up, things would, A, B, it takes us a long time to plan an incarnation. It is a very detail-oriented event. So when a person cut the life short, a lot of opportunity for growth cut short with it.
I've never heard it put that way. That makes tremendous good sense to me.
Oh, good.
That a lot goes into planning an individual incarnation. Though we may have lived 500 times before, each one is unique. Each one requires a lot of forethought.
Gary, take us in physical years, because over the years I ask spirits how long it takes us to kind of plan an incarnation. And of course they always tell us, well, you can translate to years. But the poor things, I push them and push them. So they say take between 50 and 60 years. If you can translate to a time, which is timeless, the spirit world is timeless. So to show you how hard it is to plan an incarnation with all the significant soulmate and life partner, where we're going to born and lesson and karma. So when we cut the life short, it is never, ever an option for the soul. Ever.
That
Gary, can I channel your friend real quick?
Certainly.
Okay. You know, Gary, he claimed that people let him down. Whether he tried to reach out and say that he's been trouble or not good or chaos within himself, he kind of disappointed at people. Are you aware of it?
No, I wasn't aware of it, but I also know any number of people who kind of carry that around as a general attitude, so maybe that would apply.
It's got to be, because he's disappointed. I don't know if he was did not express that he was bad and people discounted or didn't take the time to get to kind of listen, but he entered the reading quite urgently, if you will, and was the first thing that came forward that people let him down. And we're not necessarily maybe talking family. He just kind of talked about people in general.
Yes, I know people who are still in the body who have that attitude. It's like an attitude of is that all there is?
Yeah, yeah. It's very sad to me to channel suicide souls, because they come to the reading limping. I'm talking symbolically, so I immediately know that's a suicide soul. It's and I have so many suicide people, families, and it's such a devastating thing. I mean, you hardly recover. I mean, the family, specifically if there's parents, and you know, it's again never ever an option. And when I channel a suicide soul at the last moment on their life, I channel one yesterday and he was in the car and choked himself, unfortunately, in the car, and I ask him, didn't you think about your parents? No. They're almost like in frenzy, Gary. It's almost like, I gotta go, I gotta leave, I'm suffering, it's too much for me. They don't think about the family, they don't think about... The mind is completely fixed on thinking it's going to be a solution. I'm going to get over my suffering, where in fact it's not, of course.
I just have to say, and I don't want to take this any further. You said plenty, and thank you for that very forthright answer, Mickey. But when I heard you talk about, friend, I got to get over, I got to get past the pain, I have to be done with this, I think of Robin Williams.
I absolutely ready to tell you Robin Williams. Absolutely. He was in a frenzy. It's frenzy, that's the best. It's very sad. And then once the soul exits the body, they often try to jump back in. Because once all the memory come back, it's like, what did I do? So it's a tragedy, tragedy, tragedy in any way, shape, or form.
Well, thank you for that explanation. That means a lot to me. That was important for me to hear. And if it's true for me, it's got to be true for many or all of our listeners. Suzanne?
We have one more caller on the line, and I think we have time to take our last caller, and that's Kathy from Seattle. Kathy, say hello to Mickey Jacobs.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling, dear. Any Thank specific you. Question? Oh, wait a second. You have a pushy guide. Kathy, is your... I know, yikes. Is your house cluttered?
Is what?
Okay. Your
is
house.
Your house cluttered?
Yes.
Well, that's not good, dear. And, honey, you need to clear the clutterness. The energy in your home is a bit dense. be careful about it because it can affect your well-being. So clear out the house, whether it is stuff in the middle or boxes or knickknacks or whatever. Open the windows, let the energy flow, and sage the home.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to work on that, actually.
Apparently not hard enough because your guide is super strict.
Okay.
Okay. You have any question, dear?
I was wondering about if anybody on the other side had anything to say.
The one that's here is your mom's mom. Where is she, Kathy?
She's on the other side.
Okay. When did she cross, honey?
Probably about 10 years ago.
Okay. She claimed that she wished she would have known you better. Were you not that close or live further apart?
Yeah, as I got older, yeah. She used to babysit me, but it was kind of mean.
Yeah, it's a little bit different relationship than what I usually used to when I tune into grandparents and grandkids. However, Kathy, this is not your grandmother anymore. That's not the personality. She dropped the body and the ego and the negative or whatever. This is a soul. And because she lack closeness or getting to know you better, be more with you like a grandmother, she's quite influential on your life at the moment. So please call on her and don't think of her, of the woman that she was here. She's a soul now that immensely love you.
Okay.
And fix your house.
Yes.
I think she's starting
she's
now.
She's doing it now. Yeah, yeah, I can hear it.
Thank you, Kathy.
All okay, right. Thank you all.
Thanks for calling, Kathy. You know, Mickey, we can't end this hour without letting people have the opportunity to find out how to connect with you. So what is the best way? What is your website, and what's the best way for people to contact you if they want to do that?
Thank you, Suzanne. So the best way is the website, which is mikijacobs.com. And my beloved husband is my webmaster. So I have a cruise coming up and lots of events and a free webinar. I do it once a month. And of course, spirits help me to choose the topic. So, and a little bit about myself. So the website really is the best way to go and, you know, register to events or just, you know, click on the free webinars or whatnot.
MickeyJacobs.com, MikiJacobs, MickeyJacobs.com.
And in the last minute and a half or so that we have, Mickey, I'm noticing a trend here. Mediums like to go out on boats. They go on these cruises. It used to be in the Victorian days, you were in a parlor. You were in somebody's home, maybe your own, maybe somebody else's. Maybe you were up in Lilydale, and there was a certain style, a way of doing these sittings. And now I find it's like, join us for a cruise, 4 days to the Bahamas, and so-and-so medium will be there. Apparently, that's a very marketable concept these days.
It really is. And, you know, my next cruise is really with John Holland and Lisa Williams, so I'm very honored to be among the biggest in the world. And the organizer just reached out to me, and it's 7 days in the, you know, Mayan ruins and the Caribbean, so quite fantastic. So, and it's not just reading. Obviously, I'm going to be teach as well as them. So, yes, it is a bit of a trend, Gary.
Well, I'm glad that it works because not only is it a great way of presenting your material, I'm joking when I say they're a captive audience. You're all afloat out there.
Yeah.
But people sign up with the idea that this is a great opportunity to work with high-caliber people. But it's also a great opportunity for you to just enjoy what you're doing. I love it when mediumship is not morbid.
No. As I told Suzanne in the beginning, it's got to be light. It's got to be fun. You want to cut it off when my day's done. I'm not a medium. I'm Mickey, and I'm a wife, and I'm a rescue animals, and I have my stuff. Absolutely. If it's heavy, you took all the fun out of it.
That's a great perspective.
Yeah.
That really keeps things in balance. Well, Mickey, once again, we thank you so much for joining us. I was surprised that we actually had you on 6 times. This is the 6th time?
Yes.
Fantastic.
No way. Wow.
I know. So keep on doing what you do so beautifully and successfully, and we'll look forward to visit number 7 sometime soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for both.
All right. we wanted to make mention that next week we are having Tony Tennille back again for a full hour. We had her for half an hour.
That was a rush job.
And that funny woman said she didn't think she would have enough to say for a full hour.
Are you kidding me?
That is so funny. So we will have her back. We have lots and lots of questions from her first visit when she was on for 30 minutes. Now we'll have her on for a whole 60 minutes, and we'll follow it up with a little music, some of it from Captain and Tennille.
More songs of summer from the 70s.
And songs of the 70s from her contemporaries. So it should be fun next weekend.
Coming up next, we have Tech Talk with our buddy Craig Walker. He will, if there's something wrong with your computer, let him channel the answer, because he knows his way around a motherboard, that's for sure.
And we want to thank Mike for doing his extra duty today, taking those callers. So we appreciate him as well.
Always a good job from Michael Roberge.
Yep.
Thanks so much for listening. Next Saturday, back 10 a.m. Pacific time. Always available online every weekend, 1150kknw.com. Tech Talk up next. Have a great weekend, everyone.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.